Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi at 7 p.m. today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. In his message, Prime Minister Modi said that it's a matter of immense joy that India is hosting a meeting of World Heritage Committee. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to attending the program this evening. He added that this is an important forum to exchange views on ways to preserve the country's heritage. An all-party meeting convened by the government ahead of the budget session of Parliament is underway in Delhi. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan, Ramdas Athawale and Congress leader Jayaram Ramesh, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tirushi Siva, AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi are among those who are attending the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of Narendra Modi government in its third term. The Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has added 19.5 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. In Kerala, Nipah virus has been confirmed in a 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology, Pune, has returned positive. The child is currently undergoing treatment at Medical College Hospital in Kozhikode. The minister said that the state is fully prepared to handle the situation and steps have been taken as per Nipah protocol. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 3,86,000 devotees have performed the ongoing Amarnath Yatra so far since the beginning of the pilgrimage. The Yatra started on 29th of last month. This year's Yatra will conclude after 52 days on 19th of next month, coinciding with Shravan Purnima and Raksha Bandhan festivals. Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 13 Indians from cyber scamming centers in Laos and ensured their safe return to India. In a social media post, the embassy said it has rescued 518 Indians so far. The embassy thanked Laos authorities for their cooperation in the matter. In Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli government will seek vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. As per Nepalese constitution, newly appointed Prime Minister should take trust vote in Parliament within 30 days of the appointment. The 72-year-old veteran communist leader was sworn in on Monday as the Prime Minister for the fourth time. Guru Purnima is being celebrated today. It falls on the full moon day of Ashad month. On this day, people express gratitude to teachers and spiritual mentors who guided and shaped their lives with their wisdom and blessings. This day is also called as Vyas Purnima to commemorate the birth anniversary of sage Vedvyas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed greetings to the nation on the occasion of Guru Purnima today. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will take on UAE in the crucial Group A match at Ranagiridhambula International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.